Well, News Time 810, Mike Wilson filling in for Caleb Blakeslee. We're all going to be back in rotation the way that we go on Monday. But joining us right now, we got Tom Harris, candidate for Allen County Commissioner. And first of all, welcome. It's good to meet you in person here.
Mike, great to be here on WoWo. Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about this race that we've got coming up. When you've got somebody who's been in office for as long as they have, right, then you've got a couple of opportunities, but then also maybe some losses, right? It's a double-edged sword. Sure. Do we have a new vision? Is there new breath that we can put in here with something new and fresh? But also, how do you lose that institutional knowledge, or how do you gain some of that institutional knowledge from the predecessor there? So let's talk a little bit about that and kind of explore this and develop that a little bit more.
Well, fantastic. Mike, thank you again. One of the things that we've watched in Allen County is just the growth that's happened in the last 10 years specifically has been exponential. We've watched growth in terms of people moving to this Allen County, people wanting to build houses, start families, grow businesses, and we've watched that happen, and that's a great thing. We want to keep that going. We do not want to lose that, but there's a number of ways that we can improve, and one is strategic growth. One of the challenges, you know, one of the things that happens with growth is change, and change is challenge, and that's what the process of trying to work through that is set up systems and processes, increase communication, not less, more. One of the things that I want to do with the commissioner's role is to have a commissioner's roundtable system. And I've already got commitment from community leaders that will meet with me on a regular basis. And we don't leave it up for chance. We don't wait till there's a problem or a hiccup. We meet on a regular basis to talk about strategically how do we continue to grow the community, but understand the needs of the community as well.
Yeah, and so this is going to be an interesting race because I think you're right to talk about growth. And anytime you're talking about growth, you're talking about some kind of change. And I would point to look no further than the school districts in Allen County. Yeah. And everybody's got new buildings going up in some capacity, way, shape, or form, right?
You look at the last 10 years, and we've grown everything from the airports, the housing, population. Every school has grown. That continues. All those things mean more challenge to local government. And so having experience and having results matter. And that's why I'm running. Nelson told me he's not going to run. He asked me to run, said I should run based on my skills, abilities, and last year was a tough year. I've heard people on this station even this morning talk about last year was tough. We brought people together. That's what I do. And I'm a business owner. I'm a Christian business owner that has two businesses. My job is to bring business owners together and set them down and make things happen. And last year, we had two major challenges in this county. One was the fire districts. And the fire districts, 100, 200 years of volunteerism, we recognized that the growth of the county means that we're going to have to do something different. So the fire chiefs came to the commissioners, said we need to do something different. County Council, the fiscal agent, was responsible to take care of that and help them with that. So we've started that process. The jail, 30-plus years. And my opponents talked about not dealing with it until the last 2 years. That's absolutely wrong. In 2014, I sat down with the auditor, and we had a discussion about if we're going to have to deal with this jail at some point, what do we need to do? One of the first things I did is to buy down some of the bonds for the county. Buying down those bonds put us in the best bond rating that the county has ever had. That saved millions of dollars toward a project this size.
So this is part of the structure and the strategy then to say, okay, if we're looking ahead and we know that we're going to have to make a big investment, let's try and keep our credit card bill low here in that bond issue.
Exactly. And we did that. And we've been saving. And by the way, along the way, revenues started picking up because the county was growing. We ended up banking $30 million in cash. Instead of going out and spending that on all kinds of stuff, we put it in the bank. When this major project came at us, we were able to put $30 million down, saving the taxpayers a lot of dollars.
Right, and so that's interest-free because you've already put it down. That's up ahead.
Exactly.
So no bond issues on that stuff or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, we did have a bond now coming at us, but it's lower rates, and we can pay it off faster due to those changes. But we've been at this for a long time. So.
Yeah, so really keeping that. So what I'm hearing then is kind of keeping that level of maybe status quo, but also having that level of foresight. So you're saying, okay, we want to make sure that we're keeping things tamped down, that we're keeping things where they're at, and that we're being responsible stewards of government.
Yeah, absolutely. I do not believe in growing government. I want government to not grow while the growth of the community keeps happening. And so that takes knowledge, it takes commitment, and it also takes experience. There's 36 different departments, elected officials in the county. I was the HR director for the county. I've worked with the county commissioners. I've worked, and by the way, all three are endorsing me in this race, and it's because I've had success and results.
So how do you think Tuesday is going to look for you then?
It's looking good. I've done a Harris poll, and I think I'm doing very well from that standpoint. So
okay.
I think one of the big challenges on this, Mike, is that people have to be transparent. And when I have a county councilman that's actually running my opponent's campaign, that's a concern. My opponent has worked for an organization. He's yet to commit publicly that he's going to work this job full time. The public needs to understand that this is a full time commitment. Our county's growing. We deserve nothing less than a full time commissioner.
So that would be a thing that would be part of your platform that differentiates you from your opponent, is that you're full-time, you're 100% there and invested. But what about that experience that your opponent offers and says, but I have all this and I know how to finance this and manage that?
I think day one, he'll be looking where the restrooms are. Where I'm day one, I'll be getting things done. I've got relationships with every department head, every elected official, and they know we get things done. Integrity matters, experience matters. If you believe in good government, vote Tom Harris on or before Tuesday.
All right. So so you'll be on the Republican ballot, just in case we have Democrat listeners that wouldn't see you on the ballot. This is the primary race. So I just want to make sure that that's clear for everybody before we go into Tuesday, because Tuesday we are going to be planning to carry one of the three that we're watching, right?
Right.
So obviously we want to watch governor. We want to watch that third congressional race, and then we're going to be watching you guys and see what happens with that. So
Great. We'll
definitely stay tuned, be in touch, and we'll be curious to see what happens on Election Day.
Again, thank you very much.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's Tom Harris. Thank you so much for coming by, and appreciate your time this morning. WoWo News Time is 8:17.
Podcasts by Federated Media.